and some news for parents across the pond over in the USA, which, of course, we'll be seeing here soon enough. Feds to fine schools for not following Michelle Obama's lunch rules. This is a proposal. It's not yet in place, but you can see where it's heading. Following a publication of this story, a USDA spokesperson told the Washington Free Beacon that the goal of the new proposals are meant to ensure high standards in its child nutrition programs. Quote, to ensure that entities implementing these critical programs continue to meet high standards of program effectiveness and integrity, USDA is proposing a series of program improvements that address only those programs with systematic and significant program violations, such as theft of funds and financial mismanagement, to safeguard the integrity of child nutrition programs and tax dollars, the spokesperson said. There's a lot of programming going on there, isn't there? The federal government is taking steps to fine schools that do not comply with the First Lady Michelle Obama's school lunch rules. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Nutrition Service issued a proposal rule to codify parts of the Healthy, Hungry Free Kids Act, which was championed by Mrs. Obama. The regulation would punish schools and state departments with fines for, quote, egregious or persistent disregard for the lunch rules that impose sodium and calorie limits and banned white grains. A West Virginia preschool teacher was threatened with fines for violating the rules by rewarding her students with candy for good behavior in June 2015. The teacher ultimately did not have to pay, but the school had to develop a corrective action plan with training on the policies. The government now seeks to make fines enforceable by regulation. Section 303 of the law requires that the federal government, quote, establish criteria for the imposition of fines for all the Department of Agriculture's child food programs. Under Section 303, the secretary of a state agency may establish an assessment against any school food authority or school administrating the child nutrition program if the secretary or the state agency determines that the school or school food authority failed to correct severe mismanagement of any program, failed to correct repeated violations of program requirements, or disregarded a requirement of which they had been informed, the proposed rule states. The government insists that fines would be limited only to schools, school food authorities, and state agencies that have, quote, failed to correct severe mismanagement of any program, disregarded a requirement of which it has been informed, or failed to correct repeated violations of program requirements. It is important to note that the statutory scheme only anticipates assessments be established in instances of severe mismanagement of a program, disregard of a program requirement of which the program operator had been informed, or failed to correct repeated violations. According to the proposed regulation, these criteria suggest that violations that would result in assessments would be egregious or persistent in nature, remaining unresolved after the normal monitoring and oversight activities have failed to secure corrective action. The Food and Nutrition Service is targeting schools that refuse to comply with Mrs. Obama's lunch rules and said monetary penalties are a useful tool to get non-compliant cafeterias in line. However, there have been cases, albeit few, where program operators have failed to correct program violations through the normal administrative review requirements and technical assistance, the agency said. This proposed rule would provide both the department and state agencies an authority to establish an assessment after the normal monitoring and oversight activities have been unsuccessful in correcting program violations. The department anticipates assessments would be established only on rare occasions in securing corrective action, they added. However, it should serve as a useful tool when egregious or persistent disregard of program requirements occurs. The fines will be the latest consequence of the healthy eating law that Mrs. Obama lobbied for in 2010, More than 1.4 million students have left the lunch line since the rules went into effect, as students have complained of small portions and unappetizing fare. The standards have been blamed for cafeteria workers losing their jobs, and some kids have even resorted to creating black markets for salt to add flavor. Calling the fines an assessment against a school, the agency said the fines would amount to 1% of the total amount the school was reimbursed for lunches for the first fine. A second fine would equal up to 5% of the total meal reimbursements and 10% for a third or subsequent fine. The fines could be hefty if an entire state agency were flagged for persistent violations. For instance, Alabama received $210,937,195 in cash payments through the school lunch program in 2015. 1% would total $2.1 million. A 10% fine would cost $21 million. The Food Nutrition Service did not respond to a request for a comment on the proposed rule or how much the estimated fines would total. The agency said in the proposed regulation that the fines are intended to improve the integrity. The proposed rule would also apply to private organisations participating in federal childcare nutrition programmes, including institutions, sites, sponsors, daycare centres and daycare providers. The agency said they would allow schools to appeal the fines, given the fiscal consequences of this provision. The rule would also give the agency the authority to terminate any school's participation in the National School Lunch Program if they do not pay the fines. Increased monitoring of state agencies as a result of the rule would cost states $4.3 million in 2017 and $22.7 million over 5 years. The rule will be open to public comment for 60 days once it is officially published in the Federal Register. That sounds just like an EU regulation, repeating itself over and over again, gobbledygook, newspeak, legalese all over the place. And who in their right mind would want to participate in a program like this, which is effectively still an option? You don't have to do it. But you can see the time coming when it will be a mandatory program and it will be forced upon everyone. And this, like I say, is just the sort of thing that the EU would do to every single school in the European Union. Fine them for not sticking to the rules. And kids selling black market salt?